Amazing news of the soldier that was rescued from Gaza today. So Baruch Hashem, the learning and the tefillos are working. B'zat Hashem, we should continue to hear good news and besoros tovos as things move forward for a gula b'mehir v'yamenu. So we're here on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Amar of Ashi, right, last line. Can we be talking about chalalas and the things that a kohen can and cannot marry, zona, an almana, grusha, chalala. So basically, the last thing we just said is that a kohen, right, is going to be a chalala is eno other miser kuna. I mean, the chalala becomes from an inappropriate relationship for a kohen specifically, not through other forbidden relationships. So Rav Ashi therefore says hilkach kohen abal achoso, right? For Rachmana Litzlan, a kohen has a child with his sister, or really not has a child, but we'll get to that in a minute, but it sleeps with his sister. So then a zona mishavile chalala lo mishavile, then he's going to make her a zona, and that's the definition of a zona, some woman who is mafker her bia for an iser bia. So she has the status of a zona, but she's not going to make her a chalala, because that's not an iser that is shayach specifically to kohanim, right? Obviously brother and sister aser iser kares in general. If then after that though chazur ba'ala, if he sleeps with her again, so then she's already a zona, so a zona is aser to a kohen, then asa chalala, then he's going to make her a chalala, because that's an isra that is unique to kohanim. Amar Rav Yehuda, along the same lines, kohen gadol be'almana, and if a kohen gadol sleeps with an almana, again, that's the kohen gadol is asur to marry an almana, so loka shtayim, Rashi says over here again, hu adin the kohen hedyot begrusha, right, also the same thing for a kohen, you know, for a kohen hedyot. So again, we find, okay, so I mean, Rav Yehuda says that if a kohen gadol, if you're any one of those yisurim, kohen hedyot, grusha, or kohen gadol talmana, right, you're going to get two sets of malchus. Achas mishum lo yikach, right, achas mishum lo yichalal, right, for the one for the kiddushin, right, and for actually, you know, marrying her, and then one for the bia. The Gemara says, v'lo kinami mishum lo yichalal zaro. So okay, so why isn't he also getting malchus for being mechalal his kids? The Gemara says, b'shalo gemar bia, so it wasn't a gemar bia. That's a whole discussion in and of itself in terms of when someone is, you know, is a gemar, when is a gemar bia, when someone is violating the iser, right, of sleeping with someone who's inappropriate to him, right? So but again, Pasha's over here just to clarify is that there was no gemar bia, there's no potential, right, for a child because they didn't finish the act, but they began the act, and the chora, that's enough, without getting graphic in terms of the anatomy, but that's enough to be mechayiv him, right? And that's also, so he's not going to get malchus for that because, right, there was no gemar bia, there is no child as a result from the bia. Masiv Rava, Rava says, hold on one second. The mission says in Marcos, Almana Grusha Loka Mishum Shnei Shemos, that if an Almana Grusha, if a Kohen Gadol, right, was Mekadesh, a woman who was both an Almana and a Grusha, right, so those are both Asher to him, right, but they're the same woman, but she has both of those, right, titles, she had both Rechman Azlan. So the Gemara says that he gets two Malkas, because two names is already two Isurim. My Lav Shnei Shemos is too low, isn't that specific? I mean, it seems to be, right, specific. I mean, again, Rav Yehuda had said that you get two for each, right? Again, as Rashi pointed out, right? It's either a kohen gadol v'almana or a regular coin for a grusha, and here you have both, right? So it shouldn't be two, it should be four, right? According to Rav Yehuda. So I says, well, shnei shemos alzeh, what the Mishnah means, right? It says at this point, the Mishnah says that it means two and two, meaning you're getting shnei shemos for each one, i.e. he's going to get four. The Gemara says, yachi emesefa, but what about the second part of that Mishnah? If it says, grusha v'chalutza enuchayel v'l'achas, it really should be, if you change the gears here, it should be enuchayel v'mishum achas, right? If the woman is both a grusha and a chalutza, he's going to be chayev because of one iser. As the Gemara says, yachi kamar enuchayev v'l'achas, right? Olam enuchayev v'l'achas, is that where we change the gears? So I take it back. No, that's fine. Okay, either way. So, what it means to say is, meaning he's only going to be chayev, meaning that's why he changed the grusha to mishum achas, he's only going to be chayev because of one, because only the grusha is the araisa, the chalutza is the rabbanan, and therefore it's shnei shemos, but he gets two, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that he gets two for the grusha, right? And the chalutz is derabanan. He's not going to get malchus for that at all. And Gemara says, "V'chalutz is derabanan." What do you mean, chalutz is derabanan? The tanya within the rabbi said, "Grusha in the grusha chalutz minayin." How do you know that a kohen is not allowed to marry, right, a chalutz? Tamalum or veisha, right? Quotes a pasuk. Right, so that seems to be daraisis. The Gemara says, "No, mi derabanan ukros mach the ba'alma." Really, it's din derabanan. And we're just, basing it, right, to remind ourselves that we're just supporting the halacha, right, from a pasuk, but it's not actually midaraisa. Am Rabbi, Rabbi says that kiddush loka, baal loka, that if he was mekadesh her, right, that he and didn't end up sleeping with her, so then he gets malchus, and the baal, right, if he then sleeps with her, then he gets malchus as well. And that is, what's it called? That is, okay, I mean, so that is different than Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, right, and said that only if they get if he has the bia, right, then he gets malchus for the kiddushin. But if Abaye seems to be saying, right, is that the kiddushin itself is going to get him malchus without the bia b'chalal. So the Gemara points out the kiddush loka mishum lo yikach bal loka mishum lo yichal. Right, it's the same psukim, but it's that's the lechora. That's what Abaye is adding. Rava Amar bal loka lo bal eno loka, and that's pashut what Rava is disagreeing with. That if there was bias, then there's going to be malchus. But if not, then there's no malchus for the kiddushin. Meaning, in the sense that if he has bia, then he's going to get two, and if he didn't sleep with it, then he's get zero. So why is that true? So mishum dechtiv pasuk says lo yikach v'lo yichalal. Meaning they're connected, right? Matam lo yikach mishum lo yichalal. Right, they're connected. That you're only going to get it. Right, says Rava. Right, if he sleeps with her. But Abaye admits, but machzer grushoso shem kiddush v'lebal she'enu loka. In a different case, where a person is machzer grushoso, right? You know, if a person gets divorced and his wife goes marry someone else, he's no longer allowed to marry. He's not allowed to remarry that woman. That's not necessarily by Cohen. That's by anybody. So if he then takes her back, right, then, right, again, then the kiddushin, you're not going to get malchus for the kiddushin if you didn't have bia. That's different than kahanim. Why? Because the pasuk says very clearly, right, v'lekachta lios lo liisha, right, amarachmana, right, v'haleka. The pasuk very clearly states that he has to be for her for a wife, right, and that's, they're not, it's not him for a wife, right, until they have bia together. Okay, umode Rava, and on the flip side, the Rava admits, v'kangado ba'almana shembal v'lokide shaloka, meaning that Rava initially said that if there was bia, you get malchus, and if there's no bia, you don't. Like we understood by Rabbi Yehuda, but he admits by Inamana Lakhan Gadol that if he did the second step, meaning he was boel her, right? He had bia with her and didn't do a kiddushin, that he still gets malchus, even though we're saying that the bia, right, will make the kiddushin chayiv. The bia by itself without kiddushin, right, is still going to be mechayiv. Because again, the pasuk says, right, we're tola in the chilel, right, in the chalala, right, and making her into a halala, right, and then and he has done so, right, again, if he has slept with her. Ushneim modim, and then finally, right, both of them agree, right, in the case, but machzer grushoso, that if a guy, again, the same case where the guy, as you had before, where the guy marries his wife again after she married somebody else, shem bav lo kiddush, that if he sleeps with her and didn't do kiddushin, ain't no look at it. You don't get malchus there, because derech likuchan asher Torah, because the Torah said, again, that you shouldn't, what was the pasuk? It was v'lakachta Leo's lo liisha, right? And only if you do some sort of likuchan, some sort of, right, marriage, right, in that context, it's going to be usher. Not if you just, you know, kind of slept with her bev gares. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer bas ger zocher kabas chalal. Again, if you remember from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda had said that the daughter of a male ger, right, is just like the daughter of a male cholal, and therefore she can't marry a kohen. Tanya will end the Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bas ger zocher, kabas cholal zocher. Okay, that's what we said in the Mishnah. That the daughter of a male ger is like a daughter of a male cholal, and therefore she's not allowed to marry a kohen. V'din no sin, and it makes a lot of sense, because machal sheba mitiba ksheira bito psula, ger sheba mitiba psula, right, eno din sheba bito psula. Right, again, if a cholal came from a tipa ksheira, meaning the girl's father came from a tipa, a little tipa is a drop, right? It came from a drop that was ksheira, meaning that her father was born, right, from a Jew. Right? The father is a Jew. Right? He's a cholal, but he's a Jew. But and his daughter is not his puzzel. So it must be a ger that came from an impure drop, right? I.e., the ger started out as a guy, right? Her father is a guy, right? So therefore, right, and it makes sense that his daughter would also be puzzle. The Gemara says, "Malach halal shekin tziyatzer be'avera." We're going to do through a bunch of logic over here. The Gemara says the halal is different because he's tziyatzer be'avera. What do you mean? But the Kohen violated an iser, right, to create this challah. So that's a different situation. How can you compare the two? So Gemara says, Kohen Gadol ba'almana yochiach. That the Isra of Kohen Gadol ba'almana will prove that the fact that it was an Avera, right, doesn't matter. She'in yitziyosu ba'avera. Because that was the Kohen Gadol, right, was obviously born without an Isra, but his daughter is going to be puzzled. Right, so whether the father came from, right, an Avera or not, right, again, how did the Chol become a Chol, right, his Bia was an Isser, right, here, but by the case of Amman on the Kohen Gadol wasn't created by Isser, so it doesn't matter how the father was conceived. So Gemara says, Ma'ala Kohen Gadol ba'almana shekein biyaso ba'avera, but what do you mean? The child created by the Kohen Gadol and the Almana is an Avera. So maybe that's what's relevant over here. The fact that the Bia was to create the child was an Avera. So Gemara says, that doesn't work either, because Chol Yochiach. Because the Chol, again, when a Chol marries a regular Bas Yisrael, right, that's not an Isser. He's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Yes, the daughter can marry a Kohen, but that's not an Isser. So clearly, the fact that the Bia to create this child is not relevant. So then, Chazar Adin. So the logic, basically, we've kind of, all of them are different, but all they have this one similarity. I mean, lo rizek rizet, right? They have a difference, they're different than each other, but hatzad shavah shebahem, the commonality, right? The common denominator is she'enu barov kahal. That they're not, right? That they're not similar to the rest of the kahal, right? They're not, meaning that the kahal, right, has this issue of it was, there was an avera with his conception. Kohen Gadol had the bia to create the daughter, right, with an iser, right? They're not like normal, right, situations of creating a Jewish child, and therefore, right, the daughter is also the Kohen. So afani avi is a ger, she'ena barov kahal would be to pshela. This is also, a ger is also not, different than most conceptions, because the ger himself, right, was created when he was a guy from a tizpa, what do they call it? A tiba psula. So too, right, his daughter is also going to be possible to Kohen. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Ma'at salah shav shalem she'ken yesh behem tzad avera. What do you mean? All of those tzad shava, right, all those commonalities, all those details, even though they're different from each other, they have a similarity, right, that they're all usher. Right, there's some sort of isser involved in there. So how can you apply that to the situation of a ger? Right, there's no problem for two non-Jews to have a child. It happened to be he converted afterwards. But that's not an isser. It just happens to be he came from a tipa psula, So the Gemara says, Lotim a Kohen Gadol ba'almana yochiach. And don't tell me that the Kohen Gadol and Almana will prove that it doesn't matter, because Eleima Mitzri Rishon Yochech. So the Gemara says, meaning, don't, so therefore you're right, Enechanam, the Gemara says, and it revises its arguments and said, forget the comparison from Kohen Gadol to Almana. Instead, we're going to stick in Mitzri Rishon, the two Mitzrim who converted, right? Again, the halacha is that a Dor Shlishi Yovalo Kal Hashem, the third generation Mitzri is allowed to convert. But a first generation Mitzri, right, their child is a second generation Mitzri, right, not an Isser. Right, there's no Isser whatsoever. Both of them converted. Mazel Tov, they got married. Mazel Tov, their child is a Mitzri Sheni. Right, still not allowed to marry into the Kahal. There's no Isser. Right, and that's also to marry into the Kahal. And so therefore, again, we should compare that to what's it called? I mean, that we don't have to, that elements, that the fact that they are not, there's an Avera in the Bia, right, is not relevant, because we see that here, right, there's no Isra whatsoever, and yet the child is still not allowed to marry a Kohen. So Ma'ala Mitzri, Zagomar says 1 second, but Ma'ala Mitzri Rishon, Shekin in Roy, the Vabakal. Forget a Kohen. But if we get a coin, a Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry anybody, right? Of Am Yisrael, right? They're allowed to marry another Mitzri, but they're not allowed to marry anybody. Forget it. It's not unique to a coin. So how does that help us over here? It's Gemara says Chol Yochiach, that a Chol will prove again what meaning that they're allowed to marry into the Kohal, but they're not allowed to marry, right, a coin. So v'chazor adin, therefore, right, there's the whole logic goes back. Lo rizek rizeh, meaning ein echanami, they're slightly different than each other, right? They have a different factor, a different different halacha that's involved, but it's a shavah shavah. But the commonality is she'in a brov kahal. So, meaning that they're not like all conceptions, they're not like all creations of children. And the basis psula, so too ger afani vias ger she'in a brov kahal bito psula. So Gemara says, but 1 second, but man tzad shavah shavah hem she'kin post them v'biyason. But 1 second, we have a commonality. The common denominator is unique to those cases, right, with Mitzri Sheni, whatever, that through the Bia, right, that the woman's not going to be able to marry, right, a Kohen. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ger nami posel b'viyoso, because the Gemara is going to say that a ger, that Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that a ger is also posel b'viyoso. And that's how he learned it, right? And he uses this exact kal v'chomer, right, from which we said before, right? So once all three of those are similar, that the bia will posel, right, a woman to a kohen, right? So if a ger will create a chalala, right? So then, therefore, right, all these are comparable, and therefore we can include, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda will hold, right, that the daughter of a ger is also going to be a posel laguna. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, again, now back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, we should quote, it's a very short quote of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer ger, right, but that's not what he says, that he, meaning that the ger is allowed, the daughter of a ger is allowed to marry a kohen, but if it's a, if a, it's a, what's it called? But if it's both of them, right? If it's both the parents are gerim, then she's usher the kohen. And Rabbi Yossi, then we're going to talk about Rabbi Yossi in a second. Rabbi Yossi said that even if both of the parents are gerim, as long as the child was conceived after they converted, right, then the child is allowed to marry a kohen. So we had a couple more opinions. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says ger, that i.e. if both parents are gerim, she can't marry a kohen. And Rabbi Yossi says if both parents are gerim, she can't marry a kohen as long as she was born after they converted. So Tanya would under Raisa. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer Gioras Pechuzim Basham Basham Mechad Ksheri Lekohuna. If a Gioras converted before she was 3 years old, she's allowed to marry a kohen. Again, a guy usually has a din of a zona, but if she's younger than three, we assume that even if she was promiscuous, so then the besulim grow back. And that's what he says, the pasuk, that she's allowed to marry a kohen. Shemar v'chol ataf panashim achil lachem. Right, that's the pasuk by Midian when they were fighting Midian. Right, kol ataf panashim. Right, all the children, right, are allowed to be taken for you when they took captives from Midian. All the female children who are less than 3 years old, taf is children, so less than 3 years old. Right, you could take those women if you want. And v'alo Pinchas ayimaim. Right, Pinchas was Pinchas a kohen. Right, Aaron's grandson. Was obviously leading that war, right? And he was one of them. So it must be, if he was one of the ones in the battle allowed to take these women, it must be if she was less than 3 years old, as she can marry a kohen. V'rabbanan, according to the ones who argued in Rashi Bar Yochai, what do they do? What do they do with that pasuk? So very simply, hachilachem, right? La'avadim v'lashvachos, right? You could keep them for slaves, for servants. Right, not to marry them, right? The pasuk doesn't say what you have to do with them, so they would simply learn that to take the women for to work them. Okay. The kula mikra echadar should all work off the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Almana Grushal Yuchalahem Lenashim, Rakim Basulas Mizara Base Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Again, as we'll see in a second, that's talking about a Kohen Gadol and sort of a regular kohen, we'll see. But the whole, isn't that an almana grusha they can't take for wives, right? They have to take a besula. And then the pasuk says, just to finish it off, the quote, we'll do in a second, the almana asher tiyah, almana mikohen gadol, almana mikohen yikachu. And an almana, right, they are allowed to marry, meaning talking about a kohen head. We'll see in a second that the Gemara seems to be, the pasuk seems to be talking about a kohen gadol first and a kohen head second. But okay, I mean that's the pasuk that they're darshaning. Everybody's darshaning out. Everybody who holds what the halacha is in terms of a ger, their children, are they allowed to marry a kohen? So all they're all working off of this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hadis kol zarim Yisrael. Right, all of the zera, right, when the pasuk says kiim bisulas mizera beis Yisrael, the entire zera, meaning both parents, the entire zera, but not the parents, but the zera of the father, right, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that if the father is a ger, the male, right, if the father is a ger, right, then there's going to be pasul l'kohen. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, that even if right, what does he hold? Mizera afilu mitzah zera. Even if some of the zera is fine, meaning that, so then she is mutter. Meaning so that the daughter is of a ger is allowed to marry, right, a kohen as long as the mother was a regular Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Sover, Mishan Israel be Yisrael. Then only if, right, again after they converted, right, that if even if both of them had converted, so then she's allowed to marry a kohen because the zera would happen when they were both Israel. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Mishan Israel besulah be Yisrael. Right, that not only, but a girl who had her besulim, right, was when she converted. Right, that her, as we said, a 3 year old girl, her besulim grew back. So if that happened after she converted, so then that is fine. Amar Rav Nachman LeRava. Haikra, and the puzzle guys have pointed out, Haikra, Reisha B'Kohen Gadol, Sefer B'Kohen Hedyot. Right, the first part talks about Kohen Gadol. The second part talks about Kohen Hedyo, just to go back to the pasuk we just read, to the pasuk before, right? Almana grusha lo yiku, can't take almana or a grusha, right? The only one who's not allowed to marry an almana, right, is a Kohen Gadol. Nashim ki in besulos mizera beis Yisrael, okay, they have to take from right, Jewish women, right? V'almana asher tiyah almana mikohen yikachu, but an almana he is allowed to marry. I mean, that seems to be talking about, obviously seems to be talking about a regular Kohen, because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Right? So the Gemara says, so Amarle in, so he said, yeah, in a chenami, the first pasuk is first talking about a Kohen Gadol, then talking about a regular Kohen. Because of Krohachi, I mean, why do we really write psukim like this? It doesn't make sense. Like, it's strange that it would change topics without telling us. Amarle, so Rabbi said to him, yeah, sure we do. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, V'nei Elokim, Terem Yichbe, V'shmuel Shochei Be'echal Hashem. What do you mean, Shmuel Shochei Be'echal Hashem? What do you mean, Shmuel is lying down in the Beis HaMikdash? V'alo, in Yeshiva Bazar, Elamachai Beit David Belvad. Only the kings are allowed to sit in the Azara. So the Ela, but what it means is Ne'er Lukim Terem Yichbe Be'echal Hashem, V'shmuel Shochei Be'mkomo. And Shmuel was sitting by himself. Meaning the pasuk switches, right, the location, what it's talking about. It's talking about Be'echal Hashem, right, and we're talking about the Ne'er Elokim and Be'echal Hashem, and Shmuel Shochev, and Shmuel is lying down, right, and where he lived, and he went to bed. Is that talking about, he was lying down outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We see that sometimes the Pesukim will jump around without telling us, right, what's going on. V'almana shetiyah almana mikoyin yikachu, that's the end of the pasuk, that an almana, a Kohen can take an almana, mikoyin in misra'lo. That seems to imply that a Kohen is only allowed to marry an almana of another Kohen. So the Gemara says, hachikamar mikoyin yikachu, mishar kohanim yikachu. Meaning, mikoyin yikachu, meaning anyone who's not the Kohen, what it means is anyone who's not the Kohen Gadol, right, is allowed to marry her. It's not talking about her previous husband. Tanya mihachi, we also learned the rights, that mikoyin yikachu, and you can, meaning mishar kohanim yikachu, meaning other kohanim is allowed to marry, not the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda Amar min amasim lakuna yikachu. Meaning what it means is, right, those who can marry their daughters to kohanim, you could take. Meaning that, again, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that if the father is a ger, right, that's not going to include this girl, that the kohanim are not allowed to marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Latamein is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Amar bas ger zachar ke bas chol zachar. That's what we started with, right, that the daughter of a ger, right, is not allowed to marry a kohen, just like the daughter of a chol. Right, masha ta nose, kol sheta nose bito, ata nose almanoso, right, kol sheta ta nose bito, ta nose almanoso, right, if the kohen is allowed to marry his daughter, right, so then you can marry his almana, but if you can't marry his daughter, then you can't marry his almana. Okay, let's get to the mission at the bottom, I guess. Rabbi Yossi Omer Av Ger Shenasa Giores. Again, he said that was Rabbi Yossi Shita, that if they both parents are Giorim, or Gerim, then the daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. So then Amar Rav Nuna Mishmedu Ula Halach Rabbi Yossi. Right, what's the halacha we paskan like Rabbi Yossi? Right, in that whole 4, 3, 4, 5 way of Machlokas, I'm not sure. V'chein Amar Rabbi Bar Ruchana Halach Rabbi Yossi. Right, Halach Zak Rabbi Yossi. Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash. But after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nogu Kohanim Silsul Ba'asman Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. Right, the Kohanim decided to hold like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, who said that again that it would be usher if both parents were Gerim. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna Ba Limloch. If a person comes to ask a shayla, right, is he allowed to marry this girl, a daughter of Gerim? Morim lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we tell him that he shouldn't marry her. But Nasa, if he did already, then ain motzin lo sami mena Rabbi Yossi, then we're not going to get rid of the marriage because we really do paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Ha'omer b'ni nu mishnah, ha'omer b'ni ze mamzer. A person says, my son is a mamzer. Sad, but okay. Ain onemon, right, we're not going to believe him. Right, Rashi says over here, because the Karov who waits Etzlo, right, he's an apostle of aid, right, he's a Karov, right, a Karov apostle to do some Patela, right, if anybody's a Karov or is not allowed to testify, so their aid is no good, so we're not going to believe this guy, right, V'afilu shnei modim alu uber shebemeya v'shem amzerhu, right, enam ne'manim, even if both of them, who's both of them, both the husband and the wife, right, both, if both mother and father agree that, you know, we know with certainty that this is a mamzer, they are not believed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'eman, and Rabbi Yehuda says that they are believed, that in both cases they're going to be believed. So Gemara says, Maya Fidush Ne'em. What is this case right? What do you mean both of them, right? Even if both of them, right? If you tell me the father were not believed, why would we say that even both of them are not believed, right? What is the mother, who's usually not an aid, right? If the father's a karov, obviously the mother's a karov, or the father's puzzle, the mother's puzzle, right? Why would that change anything? So Gemara says, lo mi bai kamar, right? It means not even this. Meaning, lo mi bai an ihu, right? You don't even need to tell me that the father, right, is going to be not believed. Lo kimlai, ela filu ihi, but even the mother, right? The kimlai, meaning the father has no idea. Father wasn't there, right? If you tell me the son was a mamzer, that means something happened when he wasn't around. So the father has no idea. So we're obviously not going to believe him. But even the mother, who does know for sure, she knows, she scheduled out, she has a calendar, whatever, still lo mehemna. Still, she's not going to be believed. Right? And certainly, right, if the kid is, we assume the kid is a legitimate kid, right? A kid is 15 years old, right? He has a chazak kashrus, they're not going to believe him. But even if it's not even born yet, because even if there's no cheskes kashrus, they're not believed, and that doesn't work, right? Again, they're krovim, they're not involved, right? They can't be believed over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nemanim, they are believed, right? Kida Tanya, like we're under Raisa, right? The pasuk says Yakir, right? That Lus is lo pishnayim, ki as ben abakor benas nuo Yakir. Lus is lo pishnayim. Yeah, she has to. I mean, that's talking about the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. Father has to recognize the son of a snua, of a hated wife. Doesn't mean literally hated, right? We saw early in the Gemara. It means a woman perhaps who was married by Isser. Okay, but the Bechor gets pishnayim, and it says yakir. The father has to recognize. Recognize. Yeah, that's the translation. The son, Yakirenu Lacherim, right? Apparently, right, he's able to identify him to other people. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomar Zeb Bini Bechor. Right? That person is believed to say, this is my Bechor. Kishem Shneman Adam Lomar Zeb Bini Bechor, Kach Neman Adam Lomar Zeb Ben Grusha Vedem Kholuta. Just like we're going to believe a guy to say, this is my firstborn, we're still also going to believe the guy to say that he's a Cholol, that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Kholuta. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Enu Neman, right? He's not believed at all. He's not believed, but in the second case, right? But in the first case, right, Rashi says over here that they are masking that a person is believed to say he's bechor. So I'm related with Nachum Bar Yitzchak LeRava Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Hainu D'Ktiv Yakir. Right? I get Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right? He's working off the pasuk of Yakir. Ela Rabbanan Yakir Lamerli. So what do the Rabbanan do with that pasuk of Yakir that says that it seems to imply that father is believed? So Bitzarech Hakira. That's only a case where we need, right, to recognize him. You need to know, right, to identify the kid, right? Just to as Rashi explains, where was it? I had it a second ago. No. Yeah, so Rashi says over here, towards the bottom, Kral the Bechor hu da'asa, right, it's for the Bechor, Kigon Shabam Medina Sayam. For example, let's say they were overseas. Lo Huksuk Lano Bechor, and we don't know if it's a Bechor. El Al Pi Aviv, right? The only thing, right, how do we know that this kid is theirs? Guy was gone for a while, so again, so then you need to kind of identify him. He hasn't grown up in town, and we don't know what's going on. So that finds, and then the father's believed in that case. Gemara says, "Lamai hilchasa." Well, what halacha are we talking about? Lust is no pishnayim, but to give him the firstborn, and he gets a double portion of the inheritance, right? Obviously, right? That's pashit because pshita lamelikra. Well, you don't need a pasuk for that because midu di bai misri le matana milo yahavile. Because the father could just give him matana; he could give him his portion right now. Right? The father can give away whatever he owns. Right? So since he can give him a matana, so therefore we can also assume that he can establish the fact that this kid is going to get a double portion by being the bechor. So Gemara says, "Benechasim shenafu lachar mikan." No, it must be a case where he got more property after the fact. I mean, the father came and says, this is my Bechor, and then, right, the father got more stuff, right? He grew more wealthy or got matanas or whatever. So in that case, right, we believe him to say that he's the Bechor, so that the Bechor is also going to get Pishnayim of the new stuff, of the new property or whatever that the guy got, that the father got. The Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, Adam Dover, who says that Adam Machne Dover Shalobala Olam Yakir Lamali? But if you tell me that, again, Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that a person can be Machne something that he has not gotten yet. So when the father says, this is my Bechor, what he means is that what he's in effect doing, he's saying that he gets Pishnayim of whatever I own right now, and anything I'm going to acquire until the father passes away. Right, so that's, even though it's lo ba'al olam, it hasn't come to him yet, right, the father can be maknet. So that, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that he can do that, because that's Rabbi Meir Shita that he can do that. So Gemara says, what do you need that yakir to teach me. Shenafu lo kshu goses, right? When he got stuff, when the guy got property, when he was dying. And of course, according to Rabbi Meir, right, he was on his deathbed, right? He's not going to be able to be what's called machna davar shelo bo leolam, right? If he's on his deathbed, because they can't give him matana, so therefore, again, so that would teach me that the father is allowed to kind of, give to identify the person, the son as a firstborn, to get that stuff, even though he's not able to give him matana, right, necessarily at that point. Okay, we'll hold it here. Emet Hashem, we'll go back to the Hilig Shas tomorrow. Coming up, right, on the Siyam, finishing, I think, on Shabbos Kodesh. Mitzvah Shem, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. Let's hear Beseres Tovos, and let's have a Gula B'meir V'Yameinu, Bekarov, Amen.